This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, stop that wood and stack it. You got to burn off all that excess you've consumed over the past 4 or 5 days, however long it's been since the Thanksgiving week started. Welcome, my friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show is back at it. We're back working, and Super Don was already back working yesterday. Guy that never takes a day off. Super Don, you, if anybody has earned the right to overeat, not that I'm condoning it, but if you needed to, you work hard enough, you burn it off in a heartbeat.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, because I didn't have an excuse for overeating this year. Now I do, thanks to you. So that's why did it.
That's right. Robert Scott Bell encouraging his listeners to overeat just so he could have a health show and tell people what to do once they've ruined their digestive tracts. No. How was it, by the way? You went, I think you had a family together, the kids, grandkids, everybody got together?
Yeah. We all got together. Grandma, grandpa, grandkids, mother-in-law, who would be great-grandma.
Yeah.
And sons. And I mean, yeah, we all got together and had an excellent dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I will admit, you know, listen, we have this discussion every year. You know, Yes. You always ask me, did you overeat?
Yes.
And usually the answer is no. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very good at, you know, kind of like drinking. You know, it's like I know, you know, when to stop and
when to say
and
when.
I don't like overdoing it. But this year, man, yeah, I did it. I'll admit, I overate. I couldn't breathe after dinner. It was bad.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I did really well. I mean, it was delicious and yummy and good, clean, quality food. And then the cheesecake came. Paul's wife did an amazing birthday cheesecake for my wife. And, my gosh. You know, the thing is, though, I have to say, that kind of put it a little over the edge. But I didn't overeat prior to that, so I was really good, and I think we did well. But yesterday, eating leftovers, I think I did more eating yesterday than I did actually on Thanksgiving Day, interestingly enough. Yeah. But then again, there are people that wake up and have like, they have pie for breakfast because they have extra pie. They'll eat that for breakfast. And I, you know what? We have leftover pie. We have some pumpkin pie. I think we brought some cheesecake home, and I still haven't eaten any since that day. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I mean, I should be one, and I love it, but I don't know if it's a willpower and discipline, or it's just like, yeah, I like sweets, but it's like I don't wake up and go, oh man, I can't wait to have some pie. There's got to be something messed up with me for that to happen. But I'm just admitting my.
Yeah. Well, we had the chocolate turtle cheesecake.
Mm.
We had the pumpkin pie, of course. You always have to do pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
And then had coconut cream pie, but I killed the coconut cream pie. The next day, talking about leftovers, right?
Yes, yes.
I turn on the oven, right, because I want to heat up some food, and I forgot that I left the coconut, what was left of the coconut cream pie, sitting on the burner on top of the stove.
Oh, no.
And so I turned the oven on, and it melted the coconut cream pie. Yes.
Did you eat it anyway, or you drink it with a straw?
No, I had to get rid of it.
Oh, man.
I felt bad.
That's sad. That's sad. Well, listen, if anybody's sniffly and snotty, my wife was starting to get something going on in her sinuses the other night. We were already in bed half asleep. And she's like, oh, man, my sinuses, this is not good. I don't want to get sick. And I'm like, where are the vertical sprays, like the intranasal sprays we get from Sovereign Silver Argentin 23? And I reach behind my pillow, it's tucked at the edge of the bed between another pillow, and I reached, and then it magically appeared. It was like the most amazing thing, and I handed some Argentin 23 to my wife. She sprayed it up her nose. By morning, she was just fine.
Are you trying to send me a message, Robert?
Yes, my humble and lovable board op, John, who's got a little scruffiness in his voice, I was thinking, get the silver spray, get it in your sinuses, gargle with it, you'll be good as gold in no time. No pun intended from silver to gold, but you get what I mean. We've got Not a Doc coming up this hour. We're going to talk MS, and we're going to talk diabetes. We've got some really important stories to cover post-holiday. And actually, the opening story we haven't even gotten into. It's like living in the medical matrix, Super Don. We're dealing with, of course, gastrointestinal distress leading to diseases, ailments, etc., that are not necessarily caught from external sources. And yet, our entire medical matrix says you catch disease, you don't create disease from within, or you don't co-create it by what you eat or don't eat. Doesn't matter. So their only way of preventing disease in their own puny little mind, vaccination. Vaccination. And so we have a real distorted view of the world. Because people aren't learning about Antoine Béchamp and the law of the terrain. They only learn about the germ theory and Louis Pasteur. And they say, chicken pox is going to kill everybody. Get a chicken pox shot. Well, in North Carolina, there's a Waldorf school in Asheville, North Carolina. That's like California condensed into one little mountain town in North Carolina. And in this Waldorf school, which is based on the writings of Rudolf Steiner, anthropomorphism, they get that nature and the law of the terrain. They get it. They take organic growing to a whole other level. And 75%, this one Waldorf school, apparently no chickenpox vaccines. I don't know about all the others, but no chickenpox vaccines. 75% hadn't been vaccinated against chickenpox. So there's a chickenpox outbreak late October. And a Buncombe County health official in that area, early November, called for a quarantine of 104 of the school's 152 students. And although the order expired Tuesday of last week, there was a challenge to it. There was a challenge to it because the order of quarantine was not just about you can't go to school, but it's you can't step outside your house. I'm thinking, medical matrix, man. We got a messed up culture in America. We are the United States of Drug America and Vaccine America. And, you know, this county health department, as well as the judge, the county health director, Janine Shepherd, wrote that the intent of the quarantine is to decrease the risk of transmission of the illness and protect the health of non-immune student, staff, and community members. But how do they take the quarantine out of you can't come to school and say you can't leave your house? House arrest, 21 days of house arrest. And I'm telling you, the risk to what they call civil liberties and religious freedom is very real. But fundamentally, ability to move about the earth cabin if you have chicken pox. How crazy is this? That we have descended into wimpiness. I'm talking serious wimpiness that we're freaking out over chicken pox. Now, this is because of the gross ignorance of how the body works, how the immune system works, our turning over our entire bodies, our lives, our livelihood to the medical matrix, that this could happen anywhere, least of all in Asheville, North Carolina, where they're kind of crunchy granola, left coast leaning in the middle of North Carolina. Banning people who have chickenpox from even leaving their house. Well, no, it's to protect those who can't get the vaccine. This is always the case, right? You're going to make everybody guilty who simply want to acquire a natural part of our development in childhood to train our immune system. And now you're going to make that a crime? And you're going to put these children under house arrest for 3 weeks? Super Don, we are stuck in a very dangerous place here in America if the vast majority of Americans don't realize, despite 75% of these Rudolf Steiner school kids not being vaccinated, who I'd say they're the intelligent families, they get it. They recognize that it is healthier to acquire naturally in childhood and overcome it rather than to suppress it and create the shingles generation in children. Never used to happen, shingles in kids. Now, thanks to the chicken pox shot and the shingle shot, this is what we got coming. Violating.
Yeah, this is, listen, we were talking about this before the show, that this particular story would not be a big shock if it was just, oh, the school says they don't want unvaccinated kids to come to school. Because we've been covering stories like that for a while now.
Yeah.
But the crazy part about this is, you're right, it's about the quarantine, where it wasn't like you can't come to school. It was like you can't come out of your house, right. You know. And so the lawyer representing these people actually went to court, and the judge struck down the part where they were saying that your kids can't come outside.
Right.
And yeah, it's very, very interesting. It makes you wonder. Now, this is chickenpox, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is not Ebola. I could understand, I suppose, an Ebola quarantine. That, you know, that's kind of serious. You know, you don't want to liquefy your organs. We're talking chickenpox here. And so, you know, people are going to argue, and they're going to say, listen, we can't let unvaccinated people out in the community when there's a chickenpox outbreak because they're going to make everybody die, which doesn't make any sense if you use any logic in that, right?
Mm-hmm, no.
But how long before somebody starts pulling this one, this type of stunt, on flu vaccines, right?
Yeah.
There's a flu outbreak, so you're not allowed to come outside.
Right. Here's the danger. In California, the judge probably wouldn't have struck down the 21-day ban from leaving your home. But this was Asheville, North Carolina. They did. 28 kindergartens enrolled in that Steiner school. 19 had exemptions to at least one vaccine. That's why the smarter people are going to Steiner schools that recognize this, or homeschool and that recognize it as well. So we've got this medical matrix reality, and the real danger, just like in the movie The Matrix, are not the people who want to live free, who want to acknowledge the natural order of the universe and the immune system that is within, that is you're born with, but those who would want to jail you for living differently, for living outside of that medical matrix. Those are the dangerous people. The people who are unaware, who are unconscious, who are the vaccinated sheeple. And I, you know, I'm not saying I have the solution to the problem except a transformation of consciousness. But how do you do that? Because I'm not one that says we got to force people across the street to not vaccinate, right? If they want to vaccinate, I respect their freedom, even though they might be highly ignorant or have taken an arrogant position like the skeptics that natural is dangerous and then synthetic toxic poisons injected into the veins or the muscles or the subcutaneous regions of the body is the only way to pharmaceutical salvation. Listen, I'm grateful for all of y'all that are awake to this issue. But recognize we are in the minority still. And this is why we don't want democracy as well, because they will vote us into prison if this continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. toys. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, you got your missing link? I got mine right here. Look, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm holding it up. Missing link. And you know, the real missing link is Chris Barr when he's not here. My buddy, I'd have him here all the time, but he's busy. You'd never get any work done, Chris. Welcome back. Happy holidays.
On the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix. How many people know there was a second guitarist on that recording? Almost nobody does. Second guitarist was Dave Mason. Mm-hmm. I just saw him last month with Steve Cropper down in Nashville. Was truly amazing, and he even played all on the Watchtower with he and Steve Cropper. So,
did you give him some missing link when you were there?
No, but he can use it, though. He's having trouble walking. Steve Cropper is 5 years older than he is, pushing 80, and he's still looking pretty good, moving pretty good. But they were
impressive.
Great, though.
So. Yeah. Excellent. Well, listen, did Angie make you some snickerdoodles for Thanksgiving, or what do you guys eat?
Oh, no, we've been busy hither, thither, and yon. Miracle workers are in short supply, Robert. The demand is high, so...
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that's why, folks, you know, long after this show is over, you can go to Not a Nurse and Not a Doc on Facebook, that group, and ask to be a part of that, and you can learn a lot more. Now, speaking of learning a lot, we have done many shows over the years, and I can't count how many. I think my wife knows because we have a database. We could probably, it's probably over 100 times we've been on the show.
And that's all?
You're right. But it's over. It's well over that. So that's the under or the over. It's well over. Bet the over on that. And we have many topics we've covered over the years. None of that information we've ever presented has gone bad. That's what's beautiful. No expiration dating required. No preservatives. And, you know, it's all right there for you. And we have a question coming in from a new listener. And normally, as you said, we need an hour to do this. We're going to do the short version and guide you to the archives and also the Facebook as well. Wait a second. Here we go.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. This is coming from Mike. It says, "Hi, Robert Scott Bell, and not a doc. I have a question about MS. My daughter has been diagnosed with MS several years ago. We have been trying the conventional route. However, she's getting worse. She no longer has control of her legs at the moment. They have inserted a pump to administer medication. Pump constantly not working. She's ready to take action in her own hands. Who, what, where can you point us to get her some true healing? Daughter's age is 33. Thanks, Mike. Mike, well, listen, I wish it wasn't long ago that I wish long ago you would have asked the question, but here we are today, Chris, and all too many people wait this long.
Well, I just spent 3 hours with a woman with about a year long and a newly diagnosed by the Mayo Clinic case. And in 1 month's time, all of her symptoms are gone. That's catching it early, but and that's a record, by the way, and there's a reason for that. The number one or one of the most important things is to address water. The hydrogen water, very important for multiple sclerosis. I even know one instance where the person, that's the only change they made and got from an electric wheelchair to walking again. That's very important. The most important nutrient is Alta Health product silica. No less than 12 a day. That's taking 3-4 times a day. And with the severity on the question, I would say four times a day.
Wow.
Two other very important things, and this is what's made the big difference why in the recent case we had such dramatic improvement so quickly, is I added something that I haven't had access to in previous cases, and that was, number one, Argentin 23, spraying in the eyes if they have optical issues, which are very common in multiple sclerosis, and whether they have optical issues or not. I learned from a really smart man, a longtime radio host, that silver hydrosol causes remyelinization,
right.
And a central part of MS is demyelinization. So, you know, I have them taking teaspoon doses of Argentin 23, 3-4 times a day, or even as often as every 2 hours. And the other amazing, probably the most important change, is getting a high dose of a high-quality CV Sciences CBD. I have them taking 65 milligrams twice or three times a day, and you could take more if needed, safely. So
yeah.
Those are some of the highlights. It's a very complex condition that's as different from one person as it is to the next. So those are just rudimentary starting points, nowhere near all that's necessary.
No, Chris, it was just like you were Nick Chubb and you ran 90 yards for a touchdown. That's how amazing that was. You gave the short version, which is all we have time to do. And I'm going to encourage Mike, and maybe Super Don can find the last time we discussed MS in depth with Not a Doc, Chris Barr, and get you that link as well in the archives. They're available for free. And when we come back, we're going to get back into the diabetes discussion and talk more on the break as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska is calling on fellow lawmakers to come up with innovative ideas on how to combat climate. That following a just-released alarming report from the Trump administration, which is at odds with the president's personal stance on climate change. Sasse tells Fox News Sunday.
Right now, you don't hear a lot of the people who put climate as their number one issue. You don't hear a lot of them offering constructive, innovative solutions for the future. It's usually just a lot of alarmism.
The report warns that the planet's coastlines will permanently alter, droughts and storms will worsen, and there will be outbreaks of dangerous diseases due to temperatures rising. Three more Chicago police officers will go on trial this week for the killing of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Dashcam video shows officer Jason Van Dyke firing 16 shots at McDonald. He's already been convicted of murder. The other three are accused of lying after the fact to protect Van Dyke from prosecution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the Not a Doc. I hope y'all, if you're on Facebook, there's not a lot of good that's on Facebook except for you guys and gals out there that share this kind of information. And they have a Not a Nurse and Not a Doc group. It's a private group. But you want to learn more about the protocols that we talk about here on the show, a lot of them are right there for you. And encourage you to participate. Angie is amazing how she takes over when you're not available to comment, and she'll like quote you and send you up. Not a Doc says, so you all get a lot of direct interaction that way. Thanks to Not a Nurse. Anyway,
yeah, that's right.
And your favorite group and mine, the American Diabetes Association.
Very facetiously said. The American Dummies Association.
Yes, as it's more aptly called. They have new recommendations that would keep diabetics on drugs instead of curing diabetes through diet. Of course, no mention of rational 100% whole food supplementation either. There's an interesting article here on Health Impact News saying, you know what? We just need to keep these folks on drugs. Now, that's not a surprise because the American Diabetes Association, sponsored by numerous participants in the pharmaceutical construct, including the pharmaceutical companies that produce drugs to manage disease and create disease altogether.
Yep, that's right. That's why they're the American Dummies Association. You know, they had a con man for about 30 years as their scientific chief, Richard Kahn, who actually is on the record as saying sugar has nothing to do with diabetes. So that's why they're the American Dummies Association, because when their chief scientist says sugar has nothing to do with it, well. Mm-hmm. And they never mentioned chromium, so they're dummies two times over at least. It's 60 years. Well, next year it'll be 60 years. 59 years ago this month, that chromium was identified as an essential nutrient for glucose metabolism. I wonder if that would have anything to do with diabetes. Oh, wait, sugar has nothing to do with diabetes, according to Richard Kahn. Idiots.
Chris, is there a plausible deniability by the American Diabetes Association to say, we have no idea what you're talking about 59 years ago? What kind of nonsense is that? Nobody knows about that.
Way too many people don't know about it. In fact, I was just looking at a paper from like 20 years ago on chromium and its possible connection, but because they don't have a way to measure it in the body that's reliable and accurate all the time, they said we really can't know. So even though we know it's necessary and it's the key to sugar metabolism, since we don't have a way to measure it reliably, therefore we can't go any further with it, idiots.
So it's not real, so you should be doing sucralose and aspartame and, you know, just, you know, we'll admit that sugar might not be good, but go ahead and use those synthetic chemical counterparts.
Which actually increase diabetes, don't help it anyway, so.
Yeah,
it's so stupid. When they found this in 1959, it wasn't just some health food store in the back room. It was at the National Institutes of Health, Washington, D.C., published in major medical journals, and the assistant to Klaus Schwartz, Dr. Walter Mertz, proclaimed, "We found the cause of diabetes." So that was 59 years ago, and people still largely don't know in or out of medicine or nutrition circles. The whole key is chromium. It's not the only thing, but it is the key element, along with magnesium, the vitamin called B6, selenium and silicon playing a role, zinc, which is necessary for the production of insulin. And the whole reason diabetes is so bad is because the medical solution, insulin, causes its own problems. You know, it's a large molecule that causes damage in the body. So many of the side effects of having diabetes are due to the use of insulin.
Well, we'll get into that, the synthetic insulin that they are talking about shortages by 2030. We'll get to that in a moment. But I want to refer to something in this article, Chris. According to the ADA, the American Dummies Association, the same calories in, calories out solution. Just mean eat less. High-calorie food, increase your exercise, that's it, that's all you need to do. And I'm thinking, wait a second, how are those calories metabolized? How are they utilized in the absence of key minerals needed to utilize them?
Okay, they've now found a third way to show that they're the American Dummies Association. The key to energy production, the number one key in the whole body, is chromium. Okay, so when they tell people to exercise, you already have a gross chromium deficiency if you're diabetic. So when you exercise, you use up what little chromium that you have in the body. So you're making the problem worse by exercising without putting in chromium. So, my goodness, I don't know. Can they get any stupider?
Yeah, well, they're promoting the somebody's are saying that the way is to do the ketogenic diet. Now, you've been utilizing chromium and minerals and obviously telling people to eat clean food. That's almost goes without saying here. But there is a very big focus on this ketogenic diet saying, hey, can we metabolize fat, the energy stored in fat, without insulin, right? And talk about the misunderstandings there, where it might apply, and give a perspective here no one else is going to know or hear about.
Well, then no one else is going to hear except for me the ketogenic diet is stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Stay away from it. Run away from it. It's stupid.
Ruh-roh. Okay.
What you need is chromium. Chromium doesn't just cause sugar metabolism. Chromium is actually the key to all metabolism. It increases the metabolic efficiency of lipid metabolism, that's fats, and protein metabolism. The most important substance for the human body to function optimally is not protein and it's not fats. It's carbohydrates. But you must use complex carbohydrates. So when you go keto and you reduce carbs to ridiculous, at any reduction level, you're making things worse every time, no exceptions. You might have short-term gains, but the long-term is bad, bad, very bad. No keto allowed.
All right. Send your angry mail to Not a Nurse and Not Know. We're happy to talk about this with you, Chris, because, again, you've said it too. It doesn't mean there won't be short-term gain or benefit in appearance, but if you're not addressing the key underlying mineral deficiency of chromium, there'll be a time where it will peak, that ketogenic attempt, and you'll go, wait, why am I having the same problems again? Am I exaggerating there?
No, you're not exaggerating at all. That's a big part of the reason why. No keto allowed, ever, never. You need chromium, selenium, silicon. Chromium especially, though. Mm-hmm. You know, protein has its own problems, just like insulin does. When you increase the protein intake, that's the most damaging type of food that we eat. That's why Americans have more health problems than anybody else, because they eat more protein than anybody else. That's also why vegans don't always have good success, because they're trying to follow meat eater protocols and get high protein vegan diets. You don't want high protein. You want low protein with chromium, so you have high efficiency of little protein use, because when you get more protein, protein has more toxic byproducts and side effects than lipids and the carbohydrates combined. So protein is not your friend.
Well, listen, folks.
A little friend, a little
Chris,
guy, just a little bit of it, and lots of chromium.
My mentor in homeopathic medicine years and years ago talked about that very principle in talking about balancing the nitrogen, the balance of nitrogen in the body and the replenishment of cells due to, you know, protein, amino acids, that kind of thing, that you didn't really need a lot. You didn't. And in fact, if you take too much, that the stress on the liver and kidneys is very real. Now, it'd be one thing if we were 100% organic, clean diet, clean environment. You know, our bodies are resilient. They can take a little bit of excess. But at the point where you've overwhelmed the excretory pathways of the body, I think a lot of people are going to end up in a dangerous situation, which too many of these metabolic wastes, including uric acid, that can inflame not just your big toe in gout, but any area of the body. But now we've got that compounded by artificial colors, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, so many other inflammatory components on top of normal metabolic wastes.
Yes, absolutely. That's why our bodies were designed to operate optimally on high carbs, modest lipids, otherwise known as fats, and low levels of protein. And the more that you invert that or change that, the more you'll have lack of energy and disease and death.
And again, these things don't happen instantaneously. There's an accumulative effect because we have so much resilience as a species. Although I think the resilience is kind of that time frame is shortening because generationally we become weakened because we rely on antibiotics and vaccines and food that is less than optimal, certainly deficient in these minerals. So we're seeing these rare diseases of old age in years gone by become commonplace in children. Part of my experience on this planet being the canary in the coal mine of Generation X.
Yes, that's right. The fastest growing group of type 2 diabetes is now children. Okay, they used to call it, for a century, it was called adult onset diabetes. They've stopped calling it adult onset because the fastest growing group of type 2 diabetics is children. They're not even adults yet.
Yeah, amazing that. There's a subheadline in the Health Impact News article we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It said insulin doubles death rate in type 2 diabetics, according to a study. And then we have a secondary article here about 40 million people with diabetes will be left without insulin by 2030, a study predicts. Maybe they'll be healthier because they won't have access to insulin and they'll actually have to look into chromium.
Well, maybe that'll be a motivating factor, motivating force, because absolutely we need to have insulin not gone. There is a place for it, but we certainly need to have very, very little use of insulin because it causes its own problems.
Yeah, and that's what this article, pointing to that study, it's not Chris Barr saying it just because he's saying it. There's a lot of validated science that says there's a problem with relying on insulin, and if you could reduce your reliance, even as a type 1 diabetic, which we've talked about some people being able to do so by changing their diet as well as increasing the intake of their 100% whole food GTF chromium that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. That they're actually able to reduce and manage, and some type 1s that are really good about this have eliminated, for the most part, the reliance on insulin at all.
Yes, we can reduce the amount in type 1s dramatically. And by the way, when Chris Barr says something, it's not just Chris Barr saying it. It's based on science.
Yes.
It's ignored, you know, from Beauchamp to insulin to whatever. So I don't have a magic crystal ball. I actually say the things I do based upon scientific study, science that is generally ignored.
Well, and then, you know, decades now of clinical experience, if I can call it that, in terms of working with these things, people coming for help and getting well, time after time after time after time. So it isn't necessarily about being cocky. It's about, hey, this works. I know it works. I've witnessed it enough. I don't have to mess around.
Yes, and I know why it works. You know, 1959, Dr. Klaus Schwartz, Dr. Walter Mertz, and Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder, Columbia, Dartmouth, and Yale in the 60s and 70s, who wrote a book on chromium's key to this. You know, there are so many scientists and so much science to back this up.
Yeah, oh, just stand by. Speaking of science, we're going to outer space next. The ISS being infested with space bugs. I wonder if the same principles apply in space. We'll find out after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Are upon us. The International Space Station reporting that they found microbes that are not responsive to any antibiotics. Big surprise. But question for Not a Doc, Chris Barr, what are we doing in space? And two, will our same principles apply there in terms of silver's interaction with microbes?
Well, I'm not a fan of space travel or space anything. We've got plenty to do here in we don't need to be there, but if they're having problems with bugs in space, the answer is the same as bugs on Earth. Silver hydrosol, Argentin-23, get it, wipe them out, it's guaranteed. So now we can go on to the next segment, Robert.
Right, exactly. No, by the way, that 2001, remember Hal, the voice of Hal? Super Don, did that guy die recently? The voice of Hal 9000?
Douglas Rain. Yeah. Douglas Rain was his name. He was a Canadian actor who was big into Shakespeare. Stuff, but he happened to be picked to do the voice of Hal.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is the connection gone?
No, are you still with us? We got you. Super Don was chatting for a moment. You might not have heard him, but we're talking about the voice of Hal passed away. I don't think it was from a space bug because he never actually went there. Hey, and you know what's interesting about space travel? You know, having Dwayne, I believe it was Graveline, years ago on this show at a SOHO conference in Orlando, many, many years ago. He said the whole idea that we're going to go out into space and go interstellar is ridiculous because we don't have the shielding to protect the astronauts from cosmic radiation. They're going to die of cancer long before they maybe even get to the moon, for that matter. And I don't know if there's enough selenium to counteract it up there.
Yeah, not likely. Again, we have so much that we can do here, and I know people like to talk about the advancements on Earth that's come from space travel. It's grossly exaggerated, and you know, besides, there's plenty here on Earth that they're ignoring that we can improve things with, like chromium, selenium, silica, yes, whole food nutrition. So we don't need to go out in space anyway.
And you know, the funny thing is here, NASA acquiesced to the astronauts about silver to purify their water because they had a chemical purification system. And the American astronauts went to the Russian side of the space station going, hey, can we drink your water? It actually tastes good. Ours tastes like chemicals. And so NASA said, wait a second, we can't use that. The FDA doesn't approve of silver. And then they said, wait a second, the FDA also doesn't have jurisdiction in space. So they switched their system to an ionization purification system using silver at parts per billion to purify the water. And now everybody's drinking happy, delicious water. Just use some of the silver to knock out the space bugs. You'll be good to go.
That's great. The less people listen to the FDA, the better we all are.
Exactly. All right, so we got a couple of minutes here, Chris. Is there anything that we want to share with the audience this holiday weekend heading into the rest of the holiday season in this calendar year?
Well, get plenty of Dr. Christopher's Echinacea glycerite. I'm sure Jonathan has that on hand. You know, a dropper full or more every 2 hours at the first sign of any viral anything, and you'll wipe it out in a day or two at the most.
Beautiful, beautiful. And, of course, Jonathan, ChooseToBeHealthy.com, waiting to take your call because he's here in the chat room. So as soon as the show's over, you can call him and he'll pick it up. Right, Jonathan? Even on Sunday? Holiday? Yeah, we'll see.
And the reason I say that when you ask about this holiday weekend is guess where the white man learned about echinacea from? The natives back at Thanksgiving. It wasn't Squanto didn't just teach them about the three sisters, beans and squash and corn, but they also learned about echinacea to survive the winters from the native peoples 400 years ago.
Imagine that they knew what to do here on this continent long before the white man arrived. And here we have a situation where the medical man and the medical matrix, I opened this hour talking about the fact that, you know, the people that go into Steiner schools largely don't vaccinate, and they want to quarantine them not just from school, but to keep them in their homes. The ignorance of Bubaconus Americanus Medicalis is just legendary.
Yeah, because echinacea was actually the number one or number two most prescribed by medical doctors up until the sulfur drugs were discovered. So, you know, they went from great to terrible, not from bad to worse, but from great to terrible by switching from echinacea that was medically used to antibiotics.
All right, to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. We're going a little Shakespearean next hour. An interesting article in the somewhat mainstream media. I wonder if this guy's going to get banned because he put some perspective on the risk of not vaccinating versus vaccinating. You'll want to hear it. Also, top 10 reasons to look at homeoprophylaxis. We got more silver discussions. 8 reasons we need to stop focusing on what? Oh, there's some shocking stuff next hour. Thank you, Chris, not a doc, for being here and reminding people that the power to heal is theirs as it is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.